In life, sometimes we need to ask ourselves some questions. These questions, if we ponder on them, can turn some gears in our mind, and depending on the situation we're in and what our answers are to those questions, sometimes it can impact the decisions we make in our lives. Tonight, there are some Bible questions that we need to look at. These are questions that we can not just ask ourselves tonight, but every day of our lives. These are questions that, depending on the answer, can really impact us and might show us some changes we need to make in our everyday lives. The first question we need to look at tonight: do you want to do what is right? We need to have the desire to do what is right. God asks us to. And sometimes it's in our nature to not want to do what is right, whether it's not convenient for us, or perhaps it is a scary task at hand, and we will flee from the task at hand that God calls us to do. A biblical example is Jonah. Jonah was told by God to go to Nineveh and preach the word, and Jonah didn't. Jonah ran the opposite direction. However, on the flip side of that, we can see other examples of people that didn't go that route. Someone like Saul, who became Paul. In Acts 9, verse 20, it tells us that he immediately went and preached the word. He didn't wait for a more convenient time. He didn't say, "This is not convenient for me. I'm afraid, so I'm not going to do it." Do we have the tendency as human beings to say that in our minds, "I'm afraid," or "This will not benefit me," and so we don't do it? We need to have that desire to do what God calls us to do and asks us to do. Jesus says in John 8:29, "He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him." And we who are supposed to be imitators of Christ, should we not be doing what God has seen in his Son, who is doing what he wants us to do? We want to please God. That is what we should be doing. That's what we should be doing. Ephesians 5, 8 through 10, if you'll turn with me there. Ephesians 5, 8 and 10. Paul says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord." Hebrews 13:16 also says, "And do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased." And that doesn't mean it's necessarily going to be easy. Jesus tells us in John 16 that we're going to have hardships. It's not going to be easy. Yet, the more we do it, the more the desire will grow. We'll want to do it, and it'll become second nature to do it. And we can look past the things, the hardships in life. It doesn't mean it'll get easier physically, but we can look towards that heavenly goal in the end and realize, that's the thing I need to look towards. Do you want to do what is right? Not just what is right, but another thing we need to ask ourselves, do we want to do what the Bible says is right? Now, our right and God's right can be two very different things, right? Sometimes God will say something in the Bible, and we'll look at that and go, "That's not for me. I don't agree with it." That can be an excuse. Or that's, again, not convenient for me. However, our feeling-based look at what God says cannot always be correct. Sometimes we can look at it and make it mean a totally different thing. Psalm 119, starting in verse 127, says, "Therefore I love your commandments more than gold, yes, and fine gold. Therefore all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false way." We need to love God's commandments, not just the ones we agree with, but all the ones that are in the Bible. The more we study, the more we'll see what is right and wrong. We can decipher based on what God's standard is. Once we do that, the desire will grow. We'll want to do those things which are right. There was, in the Old Testament, a king named Jehoiakim who read scripture and decided he didn't like what it said. He took a knife, he cut it out, and threw that part of the scripture into the fire. Now, while you don't see that as much today, people taking knives and cutting out scripture and throwing it away because they don't like it, can we sometimes do that not physically, but in our hearts? Do we take scripture and say, I don't agree with that, so I'm not going to see it? We have that tendency as humans to do that, right? But God isn't happy with that. We can't pick and choose what's right and wrong when it's by God's standard. We have to do everything, or we can't do anything at all. Otherwise, that's wrong. To do just part of it is just as wrong to not do any of it. Now, people rejecting God's word has been shown in examples in the Bible. Stephen was stoned because people rejected God's word. Jesus was crucified because they rejected God's word. However, people can make a change. People who have rejected God's word in the past can make a comeback. Acts 2, 37, 38 will show that people were cut to the heart by what was being taught to them. And they changed how they felt about God's word. We as humans can reject God's word, but we can also be like those people in the Bible who changed our ways. Do we see it now and go, I want to do what God says is right, not what I think? Do you want to do what the Bible says is right? Last question we need to ask ourselves is, do I want to do what's right right now? It's one thing to accept God's word and say, yes, this is what is right, and I'm going to do it. But it's another thing to do it, apply it to my life right now. We can put things off. I have the tendency to be a procrastinator. I will put things off till later, and that's a human thing to do. People do that and say, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. I have time. And it can be pushed off so far that we never do it. Jesus doesn't give us this promise of a second chance. We're not promised tomorrow. We might not get the chance to do it if we put it off. James 4, verse 17 says, therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is a sin. Likewise, Luke 12, verse 47 says, and that servant that knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. A biblical example of someone who weighed was Felix in Acts 24. In verse 25 it says, he weighed for a more convenient time. We don't know what happened to him. He might not have changed. He might not have gotten that chance to change before he died. And we might not have that chance either. Are we willing to do it now? To put in some sacrifice? To put in the work it'll take to do what God asks us to do now? 1 Timothy 6, verse 11, and 2 Timothy 2, verse 22 says for us to pursue righteousness, to seek it out, and to do it. Jesus is going to come like a thief in the night, and we got to be ready. Do you want to do what's right while you have the chance right now? If you're ready to do the things that are required by God right now, you have that opportunity if you need to do it. God gives us a plan of salvation to receive eternal life. He says for us to believe that Jesus is his son and to act upon that belief, to repent of our sins, turn away from what we're doing in our former life, and to make the right decisions, to confess our sins before men, and to be baptized, fully immersed into water, for the remission of our sins. And after that, we keep pursuing righteousness. We keep doing what is right in God's sight. And Revelation 2:10 says, if we remain faithful until death, we will receive the crown of life. Are you ready to do what's right right now? Tonight, you have an opportunity to do what's right, whether it's to be baptized or perhaps you didn't remain faithful. You stumbled away, but you need to come back and make things right, to make that change. If there's any reason you need to make things right with God right now, please come to the front as together we stand and sing.